Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Without further ado, we go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We welcome in Chris Fedor. Fedor, if you had one ticket, one home ticket this year for the Browns, only one, which game are you going to? We've had people say the Bills, which is a surprise. I thought, obviously, teams in the division, you have the home games against the Steelers and the Ravens in Week 16. And then I've heard a little bit of Seattle Seahawks, only time you may ever get to see Russell Wilson, and, of course, that big Sunday night showdown against the Rams.
Yeah, I think I would do that one. Either that or the home opener, one of those two. Like, the home opener, to me, isn't the greatest game on the schedule, but it's more of an event. It's more of the kickoff or the feeling of the new season beginning for the Browns and the hope that surrounds it. So one of those two would probably be my go.
And now it's real hope, too. I mean, now it's not fake hope. It's real hope.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, Chris, obviously you cover the Cavs, Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer. You do a terrific job. However, I blame you for getting the whole city's hopes up about the J.R. Smith deal. What happened to this being an asset? Who fed you wrong info? What the hell happened?
So it was an asset. It always was an asset. It was valuable. The Cavs got multiple offers for JR around draft night. They turned them down. I think the bottom line is the Cavs had to do what they thought was best for them. So, yeah, sometimes you get offers for these types of contracts, and they aren't appealing enough to you to pull the trigger on them. And the Cavs said from the very beginning, and I wrote from the very beginning, that they weren't just going to force a deal to force a deal. It had to make the most sense for them. The contract that they were going to get back was always going to be a bad one for a team that was looking to shed salary. And the value of the draft pick that they were going to get back in return had to be enough value to them in order to take that bad contract and go into the luxury tax and face the penalties that a team faces when being a repeater tax team and all those different things. Everything that the Cavs do, whether it's evaluating players, evaluating draft picks, evaluating assets, it's all about the value that comes back to them, and they never felt like the value of a pick was good enough to take back the bad contract that they were going to get in return. The deal that they wanted was the one that they couldn't get. The deal that they wanted was the one with the Golden State Warriors, where they would have taken Andre Iguodala back and gotten a protected future first-round pick. But Golden State went a different direction. They went the direction that they had to go to. With the Memphis Grizzlies.
Chris, when we talk JR's legacy, and I mean, we've had fans here in the last 24 hours saying, you know, retire his number and all this stuff, but yeah. I mean, I think that's a little ridiculous, but what do you think it is, and what do you think he's most remembered for during his days wearing the Cavaliers uniform?
So I think his legacy is complicated, guys, because I just don't think you can tell the whole story of JR and his time with the Cavs by excluding the bad things.
Right.
The really, really bad things. Like, this is a guy who promised the Cavs at the beginning of last season that he was going to be on his best behavior, that he was going to mentor the young guys, that he was going to do all the things that they wanted from a veteran. And then he turned around and did none of those things. Or he did those things when it was good for JR. But when things started to become harder on JR, he turned around and didn't do those things. So it's just really, really complicated to me. I think the best of JR was ripping his shirt off at the parade and what he did in the third quarter of Game 7 in the NBA Finals of 2016. Like, the Cavs don't have an NBA championship without J.R. Smith doing that early on in the third quarter. They don't have a championship if he doesn't contest the layup attempt by Andre Iguodala and make him hold it for another half a second for LeBron to get there to swat the shot away. But he also threw soup at an assistant coach. He was also a complete knucklehead at times on the court. And he wasn't the greatest teammate either. So I just think it's really, really complicated. And I think it's all up to the individual fan how they want to view JR, because I wouldn't blame anybody for looking at him in a bad light. And I wouldn't blame anybody for looking at him in a positive one either.
All right, Chris Fedor joining us. But because we have limited time, I was going to ask you about Cavs Summer League, but that seemed to be kind of a, kind of a waste of time. So let's talk about this
instead.
There's
Mitro Long. Yes. Woo!
Have you ever attempted to try rolled ice cream?
No.
Okay, they have it in Coventry. I have
Did
been
they
to,
really?
Yes, I did try it. It's like a Thai delicacy. Okay, have you? Do you have LaCroix in your refrigerator?
It's not in my fridge, but I've definitely tried it.
Have you tried a poke bowl?
No.
Poke or whatever they call it. I think it's kind of Hawaiian. Poke?
Yeah,
is it poke?
Poke.
There is a place in Tremont that does that.
Of course there is.
How about avocado toast?
Yeah, of course I've tried that.
Quinoa.
Very good.
Quinoa.
Yes, it's not very good, but I have tried it.
Kombucha, which makes me throw up.
No.
All right, what we're doing, we're reading a list of items that was on this test to decide how millennial you are.
Yeah.
And I think as I add these up, I have tried 8 of these.
Okay.
And so 8 of these put me in the basic range. So still not very. Kenny Kidd was an abrupt 0.
I was going to say 0 or 1. There's no doubt about that.
It's debatable. I'm not sure exactly what an impossible burger is. That might be. I may have. May have possibly had that. I don't know what that is.
No, you haven't had that.
What is it?
It is meatless.
Yeah, meatless
oh,
burger.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
It's a meatless burger, and it's literally called an impossible burger.
That is,
like, you order it as an impossible burger.
That is absurd.
My sister made one of those for me, and it was okay. Okay, almond butter. I'll even allow almond milk. I will tell you, I only have almond milk now at my house, at my apartment.
It's so good.
It's actually pretty good and way healthier for you.
Yeah, it's life-changing. If you haven't had it because you're so focused on what you used to, and milk is just milk, almond butter is fantastic. So is almond milk. It's awesome.
Lima, is that
almond
more about,
everything is great, by
is
the
that
way.
More about
almond joy, almond whatever.
Almonds suck.
Well, almond joy
brothers.
Has nuts. And the almond
Mounds
brothers,
don't.
That's right. Yeah, Mounds don't.
The almond brothers are awesome, but almonds suck.
Okay, have you done charcoal water?
Yes.
I've done it as well.
What is wrong with charcoal water?
Yeah. Okay, what about rosé?
No.
Your wife's not doing the rosé all day?
What is that?
No, she's doing White Claw, she's doing Truly, but she's not doing rosé. No.
I don't know what any of that is.
You don't know what rosé is?
You guys are speaking a foreign language.
Yeah, it is. Total foreign language.
All right, so how millennial did you end up becoming?
Yeah, so I think I did this and I did 7.
Okay, you're right around my range.
Right in the middle. But I feel like I'm a Gen Xer anyway. Do they have a test for Gen Xers? Because I think I'd knock that baby
out of
the park.
I feel like you'd fail that one instantly.
All right. Well, I appreciate your cooperation.
Grew up watching Saved by the Bell.
Well, that would be on there for sure. And thanks a lot for building everybody's hopes up about J.R. Smith, including the Cavs. By the way, I think you got their hopes up. I think Kobe Altman's none too happy with you right now, or Dan Gilbert.
You just need to blame somebody.
Yes.
Point finger at me. Why
all right.
not?
All right, we got to go. Thank you.
Thanks,
very much.
Chris.
All right, there he is. That's Chris Fedor on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Here's Jeff Thomas with the update.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.